Okay, the building firm is called to order. You have before you the minutes of the meeting of May 27th, 2011. Are there any suggestions, additions, or changes?
I did not have any.
Neither do I, so the minutes are accepted as written. We now have before us a memorandum from the Director of Conciliation, Richard Carreri, recommending applicants for curbs, neutrals, towns. Have you read the write-up on each of the candidates by Rick?
I have, and I concur with all of his recommendations.
I do too. In that case, Ronnie H. Berlin is appointed to the mediation panel. William F. Hempling is appointed to the public sector grievance arbitration panel. Michael Lenzner is appointed to the mediation panel, and Murray Solomon is appointed to the fact-finding panel. We now have a question presented as to what the appropriate standards are to be applied for admission of applicants to the private sector grievance arbitration panel. Bill, you and Rick here are our consultants on this, and you want to begin?
Sure. At the May 2nd meeting of the board, we had a preliminary discussion about the private sector panel, which we had inherited from the State Employment Relations Board and served. And at that meeting, you requested that staff obtain additional information regarding the standards that were applied by CERB and other agencies about admissions to private sector panels. And so both Director Carreri and I have made some efforts at obtaining information about the process, and we're here to report back to you on that. I checked with the information from the State Employment Relations Board and found that before someone was permitted admitted to the private sector panel, they had to have 5 arbitration awards completed to the satisfaction of that board before they would be admitted to the private sector panel. That's the same panel that we're now administering. So basically they had, similar to our public sector panel currently, CERB used to receive 5 awards, someone would review them. If they were satisfactory, they could be placed on the private sector panel.
Right. I contacted the arbitration panel administrator for FMCS. They, too, have a 5 arbitration award requirement. They have a grievance arbitration review board, which also reviews the awards, and thereafter makes a determination as to whether or not applicants should be added to their to the FMCS arbitration panel. The only group I believe that doesn't is AAA, which, as best as I can tell, has a requirement that applicants submit references from labor advocates, management advocates, and the neutral community before they will appoint somebody to their labor panel. So again, we are beginning now to have to entertain applicants to the private sector grievance arbitration panel. And so basically the question, you know, that I had was, should we continue to apply the standards that we do, criteria that we have always applied to the public arbitration panel, to the private sector arbitration panel as well? Essentially, the standards that I've applied, the board has applied, that I've implemented, have been submission of five arbitration awards. I review those for form, appearance, and the ability to analyze, certainly, not for purposes of making any determinations as to whether somebody reached substantively the right or wrong conclusion, but simply the ability to write some type of cogent analysis. And that's the standard we've applied for the public sector panel. The question for the House is, do we apply that? Just continue to apply the same standard as apply the sector panel.
Okay, reaction?
Well, I don't have any questions, but I do think that it is appropriate to adopt, or continue, rather, the standard that has been in place, that was under, that was in place under CERB and is currently in place for the public sector panel. And I have less concern about our placing a barrier because the American Arbitration Association does allow people on its panel without, it's very important that we get new and able people involved in arbitration, and the American Arbitration Association serves in a role that I don't think we need to be involved in. We are a public agency, and I think that it is appropriate for us to set that standard.
Okay, I agree, and I would move that the board adopt the following resolution. A candidate for appointment to the private sector grievance arbitration panel must demonstrate satisfactory experience as a labor arbitrator. Applications for appointment to the panel must include the applicant's resume, five recent arbitration awards written by the applicant, and a listing of all awards rendered in the past 2 years. Such listing to include the names of the parties, the nature of the issues involved. All applicants must be separated from any advocacy role on behalf of labor or management for a minimum period of 6 months and cannot maintain any pecuniary interest in a firm which continues to have such an advocacy role and cannot maintain any role, function, employment, or title that the board would consider to be in conflict with the role of a neutral. All applications will be screened by the Director of Conciliation, who will review the applicant's resume and the quality of the submitted arbitration awards, applying a standard similar to the one applied with respect to applicants to our public sector panels. Following such review, the Director will submit recommendations on each application for board approval. Any additional standards we get got to our private sector grievance panel will be included in written guidelines to be developed by our staff in the future and approved by the board.
I second the motion.
Okay, it's carried unanimously. At this time, we will go into our in chambers meeting going into the discussion of cases appearing before the board or pending before the board, and we will go off the record.